We are now going to look at how to balance ledger accounts. As accounts can have entries on both the debit and credit sides, a calculation needs to be done to determine the balance. Now I'm going to explain using the Tilly Tour ledger accounts how to do the balances. Firstly, where there is only one entry made, this is obviously the balance. So on the capital account of T Tilly, there's a 50,000 Rand credit balance. When there's more than one amount on the same side of an account, you just add up the amounts and write the total in, and this will be the balance. So for the income received account, there are two amounts there, so the total will be 28,000 Rand credit balance. When there is the same amount on both sides, this means that the account has no balance. In other words, the balance is zero. An example of that is the creditor K. Kumi's account, where there is an amount of 5,500 Rand on both sides. And this is obvious because you purchased furniture on credit on the 1st of March for 5,500 Rand, and then you paid the account on the 5th of March through the bank account. So that account has no balance. The more complicated balancing is where there are more than one amounts on both sides. You add up the debit and credit sides separately and write the totals in pencil. You subtract the smaller from the larger total and enter the difference on the side that has the smaller balance. And your narration there will be balance carried down. Okay, you can see the bank account of Tilly Tour has amounts on both sides. The debit side gives you 278,000 and the credit side's total is 145,500. The difference between the two is 132,500, so the balance carried down will be written on the credit side, and then you will have a total of 278 on both sides, so the account is now balanced, but your balance brought forward from the 11th of March is 132,500 debit balance. That means you still have that amount in the bank. So this means when the total debits are larger than the total credits on an account, the account has a debit balance, and when the total credits are larger than the total debits, then the account will have a credit balance. At the end of the financial period, after balancing the accounts, the last step is to carry the balance calculated over to the opposite side of the account. Okay, so that's your balance brought down of 132,500 Rand in the bank account. And this will be the opening balance for the next period. Now let us take the rest of the accounts of Tilly Tours. The furniture account has a 5,500 Rand debit balance. There are no other transactions, so that is the balance of the furniture account. The loan, JAR Bank, has a 200,000 Rand credit balance. The vehicles account has a 140,000 Rand debit balance. Now if we take all the accounts with debit balances, and that will be bank, which has 132,500, the furniture for 5,500, and the vehicles of 140,000, you get your total debits of 278,000. Your accounts with credit balances are your capital account of T. Tilly of 50,000, your loan at JR Bank of 200,000, and your income received of 28,000, so your total credits are 278,000 Rand. And this means that you have done your entries correctly because your debits are equal to your credits.